Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Slash dash.
Oh, God, we're perfectly timed then.
Right, you guys voted for the worst one again. Typical. It was, I'm having a barbecue. No kids allowed.
Which That's is... just everyone's general mood today.
Yeah. I was talking to other people about this. They were like, I'm getting married, I'm not having kids. Like, invited. Just too Never. Much. Too much.
So, is it because they're hoping that someone's going to barbecue some children?
Well...
Because that's... pretty grim. I'm disappointed in all of you.
So this is the story of Nathaniel Barjola. So he's got like a double barrel last name called Barjola.
Okay.
So he was born February 15th, 1957 in Worcester, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. You know what? I always really wonder, like, when I'm researching someone, I always think I must find out their date of birth. And then I think... Why do we always start off with the exact date that they're born? It's like, do you think someone at home has got a calendar where they're trying, oh, got to remember this one. I might want to light a candle. I don't know.
It's really weird. But it does contextualize it, because you know, if it's after like the 70s, I'm like, oh, recent?
Yeah, that's true.
So this one, this is, I mean, he's 1957, so he's... not that long ago.
It's he was my actually dad, born. Basically.
He was actually born with the name David Paul Brown, which he changed to Nathaniel Barjola at some point.
Completely changed it.
So he was basically a wrong'un from when he was young. Age 6, I mean, this isn't that bad. He'd pick his scabs and eat them. I've known people who do that.
It
and,
sounds like
suck the blood off.
Yeah. Sounds like he's the perfect person who'd have a barbecue. He likes disgusting food.
But at age 6, that's like
everyone's
standard.
Everyone's licked a scab.
But age 7, he invited a 5-year-old neighbour round and strangled her in his basement. So
to death?
No. So basically he told her to come down to the basement to see his Ouija board. And then he tried to strangle her and his mother heard her scream. She's obviously not doing a very good job strangling her. And she came down and stopped the strangulation.
Kids do strangle each other a lot.
Well, she didn't do anything about it, but I guess...
I think they use the word strangle too loosely. Like, on the playground, I'm like, he tried to strangle me. Why? He grabbed the back of your jumper or something.
Yeah.
Like, no, he didn't. He was like, tell me when you're dead.
So, age 13, he invited a 6-year-old boy to go sledging and then he raped him. So...
Okay, got...
yeah.
That escalated pretty quickly.
That's not a term that
That's
people
no
have
longer
used. Kids aren't coming up saying, he's raped me, when they've touched the leg.
Oh, that's no, happening. That's not a boy cries wolf situation. He took him sledging.
I mean, like, people like this.
That's a bit chilly to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really On raping season, is it?
But he's so... I mean, I don't believe in the death penalty, but he is so messed up that I kind of think, what good is there that you can do with this guy if he's age 13 raping 6-year-old boys? I mean, there's no rehabilitation that's going to help this guy. I mean, he got away with far too much, particularly. So age 17, I mean, there's a long time between these crimes, but these are ones that we know of.
Yeah, I think that because, like... you'd think that there'd be some build up to raping somebody.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he would keep hanging around with young kids. Oh, he tried to get young kids to touch his penis and then he did a raping.
Yeah, but there probably was all that build-up. It's just these are sort of the documented things that that's all we've got to go on. Whereas the hearsay and the people you say is a wrong'un, you don't document that, do you? So age 17, he impersonated a policeman. He abducted an 8-year-old boy and raped and strangled him. And a neighbour had seen him take the boy, so the neighbour called the police immediately. And he... the police arrived, they rescued the boy who was unconscious, and he was given probation, which is a period of supervision.
Oh, so he didn't kill the boy?
No, he survived.
That's really weird, because that's really just very, very lucky that the boy survived. Yeah, so if he'd have died, they wouldn't have been like, okay, slap on the wrist for this one.
Yeah, I don't get that they just happen not to have died, and therefore you don't get a murder charge.
Because you were going to murder them.
Yeah. I mean, it really should have been attempted murder, but I don't know what happened. I don't know, what was it, the 70s? Just let everyone get away with what they were like. So as soon as his probation ended, which was, I think, when he was at prom, or like the day before prom or something. It was like a weird coincidence. But he drove off. He impersonated a policeman again. He abducted a 9-year-old girl. He raped her.
So he was like crossing off the days on his calendar till literally. He could go raping again.
And then he threw her out the car. Apparently he became sick and he just sort of chucked her out the car and drove off. But a witness had logged the license plate and called the police, and he was arrested. But the report was never sent to his probation officer. So his probation had ended. He got his letter saying, well done, thank you for complying with all the rules. Got away scot-free. I don't know how these things happen. So that's 1976. The next year, 1977, he pretended to be an FBI agent.
Okay.
So he's upped his game.
He's been promoted now. He's been he's had an imaginary promotion.
And
he must feel like he's really achieving things in life. Sorry to say this. Today, I was in Aldi. Oh, this is going to offend somebody, I'm sure. But I was in Aldi and buying a load of stuff for Breakfast Club for the kids. And he was like, oh.
Why do you have to buy Breakfast Club?
Because it's Sats Week, so it's not an official Breakfast Club. I just do it. Anyway, so I was buying all this stuff. And he's like, oh, that must be for a job or something. I was like, yeah, I work in a school. I'm a teacher. And he was like, oh. And I said, it's exams. And he was like, oh, well, I was always told you've got to revise or you won't do well. And I didn't revise one single day. And look at me now. I was like, finish scanning that, love. Like, what do you think? Unless you're like PhDs in the post, I don't know quite what you're referring to.
It was, just taking my like, boat home from work.
And then he literally said to me, yeah, sod you teachers. I was what? Like, this conversation started because I told you I'm a teacher. Like, what are you trying to say to me?
Well, I mean, to be fair, he's doing all right considering he thinks
he has a job. He had a job. He was friendly. He can be friendly for a maximum of 10 seconds at a time. It was just such a bizarre way to say. If you told me that you were a dentist, I wouldn't be like, oh, I never brush my teeth. Fuck dentists. I'd at least pretend.
It's so weird. So he...
He got the promotion to FBI.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So he abducted 2 boys by saying he was in the FBI who had just seen a film, and he drove them to a quiet area and he tried to strangle them. Now, one of them got away. They went to the police and the police turned up and arrested Bardola, and the boy was saved. And he received 18 years at this point for attempted murder, but he served 14. But think how young he is. Yes, he served 14 years, but he's still getting out. He's only age 34 when he's released. So he's still quite a young person. So age 34, he tried to abduct a boy from a car outside a shop. Do you know, like your parents used to leave you in the car while they just popped in?
Because my dad's car had like an automatic alarm where if you locked he would always lock the car and I'd be sat in it having to sit so still, because if I'm moved, the alarm would go off. I was like, please don't lock the door. He's like, it's not safe not to. Brilliant. I'm now playing statues for however long it takes you to go to the shop.
You do know that you can unlock a car from the inside, Emma.
How? But if I moved, the alarm would go off.
Surely if you were locked in,
I didn't know. It had child locks in the back.
We had a car like that because we used to leave the dog in it, and then we'd come out to like this roaring alarm and him shaking in the back seat
every time. And then once the alarm would go off, I'd just like hide in the footwell and hope, because I was so embarrassed to be sat there with people looking at this car blaring. Oh god.
Yeah. So this boy was in the car outside, and he got in the car to try and take the boy. And he was sort of chased off by someone nearby, thank goodness. And they reported it. And at first he said, oh, I didn't know there was a kid in the car. I was just cold.
I just wanted to steal things.
But he did admit that he wanted to kill the boy. So he got 2 years.
He admitted?
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, I was going to kill him. Like, you got me. So he got 2 years probation at his mother's house. And that was his sentence.
For another attempted murder, basically.
Basically. And surely that's more of a sentence for her. Yeah. Like, you've got to have your son living with you. He's just tried to murder a child.
He's never going to leave, and we can't make him clean.
He's 34. So, at his mother's, he began collecting toys. Obviously, he's back in the area. I think people know he's a weirdo, but I don't think they know all this string of crimes that he's got.
Well, they wouldn't recognise him, possibly, if he's been away from being just a late teen to now a guy in his 30s, I guess you wouldn't automatically be like, that's him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So he would collect toys and have yard sales that would draw loads of children to the house.
Oh my God. He'd impersonating an ice cream van seller or something equally creepy. How is that not against his probation? Like, you're under house arrest. You're like, well, I'll just get the children to come to me. That's insane.
I guess no one like, it's not the kind of thing. He should be popping out, though, surely. Why you got all these toys in your house, weird sex offender guy? Like, just have a little route around, surely. So he also was babysitting.
No.
So he was allowed to, but he was accused as a child.
His mother, when he was at his mother's house, she'd be like, sure.
I don't think she was a great mum. Like, because she caught him strangling a kid and didn't really punish him.
That's true.
So this child that he'd babysat accused him of molesting him, but the case was dropped after his lawyer got involved. But
Who was that lawyer? Is he still working? Because
you should be ashamed.
Oh, I was gonna say, he can work fucking miracles. He got off a convicted child murderer and rapist. He got him off another charge of child molestation. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
So 1996, bar jailer abducted 16-year-old Zach Ramsey, and you know it's bad because we've got his name, on the way to school. And witnesses said that the boy had been followed by an obese man before he went missing. And by now, bar jailer was pretty fat. So FBI, they know the kid's gone missing, and they know there's a guy that's been seen who got into a car with the child. So they had a list of sex offenders, but he wasn't on it. But they ignored the list and went, I'm pretty sure bar jailer's done this. So they started targeting him as prime suspect. Like, he was denied a warrant, the FBI agent, to search his house because there was no good reason. It was just, I think this guy. So he found another way of getting one, which is quite funny. So Bar Jolie was seen wearing a dark blue jacket, and he had like a little toy gun and badge. So they charged him with impersonating an officer.
Yes.
I mean, he probably was using
it
for that.
Well, he has done as well.
To a kid, that might look realistic. So he probably was using them for that. And carrying a concealed weapon. So for that, they were given a search warrant. They went into his house. They found like weird, perverse documents. They found thousands of pictures of children. And they found lists of boys' names. And some of them were the ones that he'd been charged with molesting. So they knew probably there was going to be some link like that.
It's like that creepy list that I keep of every guy I've ever slept with.
Oh, yeah, didn't you send it to me? Well, yep. So fuck. Because they're not names. They're like weird.
The majority of them are names. And then sometimes there'll be the odd one that says
striped shirt guy.
Canadian. Biter. Etc.
So, Biter.
He was horrid.
Oh, so
just in case you were wondering,
so next to Zach Ramsey's name, he'd written "died" in capital letters.
No.
Yeah, and there were also books that were written in code. So
he doesn't sound like the brain of Britain.
Well, they cracked
I'm gonna
it.
I was gonna say, was the code A equals one, B equals two?
I love that code. Crack the code.
That's literally every primary school worksheet. Crack the code. Yeah. A is one. Brilliant.
So a code breaker was employed and he cracked the code. And it, basically he translated it into a load of recipes. So there was little boy pie. There was french fried...
Wait, that was the code that we had to crack? Little boy pie?
No, that was the actual what it
That's
said.
That's what he... Oh, afterwards. Shit.
French fried kid. I don't know if the kid's French or it's French fries, like, just weird, like, weird stuff, like, boy stew, like, these horrible, horrible things. But the worst thing they found there, worse than a child's
recipe. So you think that was his plan, that's what he wanted to do?
Well, the worst thing they found was a big piece of wood, like, really big, like, small child size, and it had, like, cleaver marks in it. And it had been cleaned with bleach. Ugh. So.
Oh, yeah, because this is about barbecues.
So.
It is barbecuing children.
Yeah. How did you not get that from the start?
Well, I did, but you said wait and see or something.
Yeah. So.
No.
So there was also the name Tita. T-I-T-A scratched in the floor, and a boy named Tita, T-E-T-A, had gone missing and been found strangled in 1973. So obviously he'd probably asked the child the name and then spelt it however he thought it was spelled. So Labour's reported that shortly after Zach had gone missing, bar owner had started having barbecues at his mum's house, and he'd invited the Labours, and he'd been giving them deer burgers.
Can you imagine being the neighbour?
I know, imagine that revelation.
Your next door neighbour's convicted murderer pedo son, currently on house arrest, has invited you for a barbecue to taste exotic mystery meats. That's not a scenario that I wouldn't be involved in. Those people were all far too polite or far too hungry.
Far too curious.
Always be concerned about exotic meats.
Yeah.
They're all goat.
They're never goat. They're always horse. Do you remember that horse scandal?
Yes, I remember that today because I had IKEA meatballs this afternoon and I was like, they're not as good as they used to be.
Not as good as they
were. They really don't taste as good as when they were horse.
So the neighbours that had tried the deer burger said that it did have a really weird taste. Nothing they'd ever tried before. And he'd also said that he'd killed the deer and he'd hung the meat and he'd wrapped the meat, but he didn't have a gun or a hunting license or a dead deer.
So at the best case scenario is roadkill.
Yeah, I'd take roadkill over small child any day. So they also found where he used to live. They went to the property. They found bone fragments at the house and... the neighbours had replaced the drainage because it had been too clogged all the time.
Oh, God, like actual Dennis Nielsen.
Yeah.
Who is dead now.
But when they looked into the bone fragments and everything that they found, nothing matched Zach, who'd gone missing. So Zach's mother actually refused to believe that Barjolo had killed him, and she believed that he was still alive. And she said that if they actually took the murder to trial, she would defend Barjolo. Because she was convinced that
her son was still out there.
Which you can see, can't you?
Yeah, you'd rather believe that.
Yeah. So he was, however, found guilty for other murders from, obviously, all these bone fragments and things that were found. And he...
So did he have his name written on the list? Like, why? What was the evidence that he had killed Zach?
He had his name and then he had died next to it.
That was the one, yeah.
So... he was sentenced to some ridiculous number of years.
A bajillion years.
Yeah, bajillion years. But he died in his cell in 2008 due to obesity.
No.
From all the fucking kids that he ate.
I always wonder how you get fat in prison, because don't you get calorie-controlled diet? Like, aren't you all eating exactly the same thing? Or is it that you can buy your own sweets if you have money?
Oh, yeah. Or you just bully everyone into giving you their
body. How do you die from obesity?
Well, it was a heart attack caused by obesity.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking like that he laid on his back and then his throat fat just crushed his windpipe. That's going to happen to me one day. That's the dream.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.